The 18th Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. A man approached Jesus, knelt before him and said, "Sir, have pity on my son, who is an epileptic and is in a wretched state. He has often fallen into the fire and at other times into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Jesus replied, "You faithless and evil people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus commanded the evil spirit to leave the boy, and the boy was immediately healed. The disciples then gathered round Jesus and asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive out the spirit?" Jesus said to them, "Because you have little faith. I say to you, if only you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain to move from here to there, and the mountain would obey. Nothing would be impossible to you." The commentary today is from Father Fidel Catalán y Catalán from Cardedeu, Barcelona, in Catalonia. Today, once more, Jesus teaches us that miracles are measured by the measure of our faith. "I say to you, if only you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain to move from here to there, and the mountain would obey." In fact, as St. Jerome and St. Augustine points out, in our journey to saintliness, something clearly exceeding our own forces, we are actually in the process of moving mountains. Miracles do exist, and if we do not see more of them, it is just because with our little faith, we do not let him perform them. Before a disconcerting and incomprehensible situation, human beings react in many different ways. Epilepsy was considered an incurable illness, which was suffered by those possessed with evil spirits. The father of that child expressed his love for his son by begging Jesus for his total healing. His behavior is shown as a true act of faith. He kneels down before Jesus and begs him directly, intimately convinced that his request will be favorably attended. How he expresses his request shows at the same time the full acceptance of his personal condition and the recognition of the mercifulness of he that can feel for others. The Father mentions that the apostles have not been able to get rid of this devil. This element introduces Jesus' instruction while pointing out the little faith of his disciples. To follow him, to become his disciple, to collaborate in his mission demands a profound and well-founded faith, capable of supporting adversities, setbacks, difficulties, and incomprehension. Faith is effective only when it is strongly rooted. In other evangelic fragments, the same Jesus refers to the lack of faith of his followers. The expression, "nothing would be impossible to you," strongly expresses the importance of faith in following the Master. God's word helps us to think about the quality of our faith and how we get deeper into it, while reminding us that of that Father's attitude by approaching Jesus and pleading with all the strength of his loving heart.